Blog Talk Radio.
Papa Didi, I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
All the haters can kiss it.
Yeah, okay.
Already?
Yep. It's been one of those weeks.
We need to start a kiss it list. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you need to start a list.
All right now.
Because they showing off. They've been showing off all week, I'm trying to tell you.
I know that. They've been
trying to tell you.
They've been freaking your heart.
Freaking me hard all week.
Who's the day?
Oh, right.
Who's the day?
Oh, I'm going to name them when we get to
anyway,
the I'm going to call them out.
Woo!
We're not taking calls tonight. We're in an undisclosed location. And our communication is on the outward mode, not the inward mode. So we'll just be doing our stories and having our fun and handling our business. But we won't be taking calls tonight. We apologize for that. But we'll be up and running again next week. We're here every Friday night. This is the late night adult talk show, 9 o'clock Friday night, every night. Kettle, you want to give us a rundown for tonight?
Sure thing. We have hot topics tonight: Ohio voting on legalizing marijuana, black passengers thrown off a Spirit Airlines flight, Pentagon spends $43 million on gas stations. That should be interesting. Hit it and quit it headline. Amazon open store in Seattle. Madeleine McCain murder case. Rosie O'Donnell's daughter speaks out. Also, our weird news, we have Seattle parks warn of owl attacks. Tom Jones to take DNA test to find out if he's really black. And a tow company charges man $48,000. We also have our pillow talks coming back this evening. My sister is a using leech. Living for the city with Papa Didi. My Hollywood wrap-up is going to be short and sweet today. Cocktail of the week is the Cavazier exclusive cognac and the Kiss It List and also the last word. So sit back, relax, and we're going to come back with hot topics.
Our first hot topic for tonight, Tuesday of last week, there was a election in Ohio to legalize marijuana.
Right, man. Not my kind of party, Papa.
Yeah. We're not going to tell the results of it yet, but... It's brewing.
What, the vote or the marijuana? So what happened, Pop?
Well, it is, they're trying to become the fifth state in the union to legalize recreational marijuana. But a storyline, but as far as the storyline concerned, it's less about how they're trying to put pot on the map there, because people are really getting tired of the government, you know, criticizing the fundamentals of what marijuana is all about and some of the advantages thereof. And, you know, these people, these lawmakers, they know that marijuana is not a drug, it's an herb. And Colorado, they're just acting the fool completely. I mean, they're just carrying on. They got weed on top of weed. They got weed in candy. They got weed in, you name it. Weed is in everything there. It's such an abundance of marijuana in that town that you can have a two-hour layover in Denver and step out of the airport and get muffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
How would you know, Papa?
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you heard, huh?
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
The marijuana in Colorado is so deep. And imagine out there at those ski resorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine.
I would not recommend it.
Yep, I know that's right.
Mm. So Ohio's trying to join the party, huh?
I'm not a skier, but I just imagine what it's like to be on skis with some weed in my system.
Mm-hmm.
That has got to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd do it. Not with them long-ass things at the end of my feet.
No. So, were they trying to pass a vote or something? Or?
Yeah, it's a vote. It's a vote that's going on, and, you know, it's still in litigation from what I understand. So, they're still fighting over it, the haves and the have-nots, the ones that are trying to be conservative. Usually, the ones that are being conservative are the ones that was potheads back in the 70s.
Mm.
Now, they trying to act like they're beholden and thou so they can keep their jobs longer, or what have you, or they're subject to a piss test or whatever on their job. So, they're going to be hating because they don't want nobody else to get high because they're checking their piss at work or what have you. But we wish Ohio the best of luck with that and hope they...
Ohio is really going to be Ohio, huh?
If they get their wish.
What do you think about that, Red Wine? Do you think Ohio should
and
do
like
it?
Like I said, they're trying to live up to their name.
You know anybody
Ohio.
On Ohio? Oh, I got
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, you might as well just go along and legalize it.
Yeah.
But the thing that gets me about Ohio is that they're trying to, like the government, or there's one entity that basically is trying to control all of the sales.
Mm.
So they're not really trying to make it where the small business people are going to get much out of this deal.
The government's trying to control
it. It's either the government, I don't remember how it went. It was either the government or one particular company or
mm-hmm.
something. Somebody has one big monopoly on it.
Right.
And that's the thing that I think is going to be a problem.
Wow.
You know, why should one company basically, or the government, whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
why should they get a monopoly on it? You might as well just bust that up like Ma Bell was busted up. And let everybody wants something.
Yeah, there you go.
Let everybody get a little something.
I know.
You know, otherwise you're still going to have the dealer on the street trying to make his money.
That's true.
If the objective is to shut that down, then make it right so everybody can be a legit business person.
Or get a piece of the pie. It's always, to me, a group of people that don't want another group of people to advance themselves or to get more or have more or whatever.
Yeah.
One group of people always want to shine. I'm like, that's not right.
Well, speaking of Sky High, did you hear about this situation where this happened, I believe it was like Monday, this past Monday,
mm-hmm.
this group of black folks
mm-hmm.
got put off of Spirit Airlines
mm-hmm.
on this flight because the flight attendant basically was saying that they were being disruptive
mm.
because in a nutshell, what happened is that they overbooked the company, rather, Spirit,
mm-hmm.
overbooked the flight. And then they asked this brother if he and his party or whomever could move to another seat.
Right.
And he didn't want to move to another seat. He had his assigned seat, row number, seat number, and he was like, why do I have to move? And they kept trying to tell him, well, you know, we're overbooked. We're going to need you to move, and we're going to move some people around. And he was like saying, no, I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
So then they started saying that he was being non-cooperative and being belligerent, and one thing led to another. And this all happened on flight 868, and they were coming from L.A. flying to Dallas.
Mm.
And witnesses say that it all started over, like I said, the seats being double booked. So there were people like, for example, Alexandria Wright that recorded all this stuff on a cell phone showing how this brother was confronted by the police when the police got on the plane.
Because mm-hmm.
the flight attendants called for the police because they hadn't even taken off yet.
Wow.
So the man ended up getting escorted off of the flight after accusing the flight attendant of being rude to him.
Because
there was another flight attendant who then jumped in the conversation or the dispute, so it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around to her, which is what I saw in the video, and said to her, I'm not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call her out of her name or say anything rude. He just said, I'm not talking to you.
Right.
Next thing you know, the police were on the plane escorting mm-hmm. him off. And then there were five other black passengers who basically started supporting him,
wow.
saying that that wasn't right, this is racial. Next thing you know, they got kicked off the plane.
I think it's about time for people to stand up for other people.
Yeah, usually, you know, people just sit back and let stuff happen.
Right.
Or record it on their phone and post it on their social media site.
Mm-hmm.
But they spoke up for him, and they ended up getting put off along with him.
Mm-hmm.
So Spirit Airlines has released a statement saying that they were being unruly and causing trouble for the other passengers. And
really?
saying that's why they got put off.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, you know, so I don't know if they're going to sue them or not, but I hope they do.
I hope so, too.
And what's funny is that all the news media outlets thus far have been saying they've been contacting Spirit Airlines, mm-hmm. and Spirit Airlines has nothing to say.
I wonder who owns Spirit, because Spirit is a smaller airline, and somebody, is a parent company that owns Spirit. I'd be curious. I hope they don't go under no time soon.
Well, the way these airlines keep getting Pac-Man'd up. Next thing you know, they'll be the next on the list.
Right. Well, what do you think about that situation, Paula?
Well, you know what?
What if it was you?
I'm going to be honest with you. My take on it is like anything else in this world. You know, civil rights is a national right. And it hurts me to my soul when a group of people can sit back and watch another group of people get escorted off the plane and nobody opens up their mouth and says anything but the people of that same race. Now, I'm not going to say any other race to protect the innocent,
or the
but when you, or the, well, whatever. But it just hurts me to my heart. If you got 100 people on that plane, and when the other people that complained about what happened, when everybody sees the unfairness happening, mm-hmm. but the people of a certain race spoke on the situation, mm-hmm. and they all get put together like, you know, like the song back in the day, what was that song, how did that song go? The line got broke. And they all went to heaven on a little river boat.
Okay.
remember that little saying I'm trying to say?
Okay, so you're saying everybody was all on the same boat.
Yeah, you know, clap, clap kind of thing. You know, it's like everybody. But my main thing is the people that sat back watching these people I'm saying, not races, but people, mm-hmm. that are getting escorted off of this plane. And so what makes you feel so safe and lucky and happy because now you saw people get off the plane? So once they shut the door of the plane, did everybody give a round of applause? Was there any black people left on the plane? You know where I'm going with this?
But, you know, a lot of people don't want to get involved because they don't want to get escorted.
Yeah, but
they don't want to go to jail.
All right, let's
they
change
have it. Their own agenda.
Okay, let's
you know.
Change the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
What if this girl was gay,
mm-hmm.
and her and her wife was being put off the plane? Now, let's stack it up on another level now with all the situations now with gay marriage and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What if that group was involved?
Right.
Okay, and now you got a bunch of undercover gay folks on the plane. Now all of a sudden they say, hey, they can't ride, we ain't riding as a whole. And everybody say, yeah, right, wow. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like blacks always get put in this box.
Right.
But the thing that gets me is that the people that are non-black think that they're safe. Well, now the blacks have gone away. Now we can all exhale.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the troublemakers. But what's called the root cause analogy,
mm-hmm.
the problem in the beginning was that they overbooked the damn plane, which means 100 seats. They booked 105 seats. Ain't nobody sit on nobody's laps.
Well, my thing is, why did they choose this gentleman, this African-American gentleman?
Because what? He must have had the matching seat to the one that was overbooked. Because, you know, see, everybody don't have the same policy as Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Some people actually have assigned seats.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you can't sit in row 4, row 5. Man, that's my seat. That's your seat, my seat. And now, all of a sudden, they ain't the first time these flight attendants see an overbooked situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they usually act on it. Oh, I tell you what, hold up. Let's do this here. I need them to sit up front. Okay, football. Oh, we have some seats up front. They offered them seats up front. They didn't want to sit up there. Because in the story, they said... But at the time when they tried to do their plan B, the black folks wasn't going for the plan B.
Right.
They were solid. They had sat down. They had relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's
see,
really...
The thing that I don't understand is that usually when an airline overbooks a flight, you know it before you get on the plane because they will make an announcement when you're still sitting there in the gate and say, can we have your attention? This flight has been overbooked. We apologize. Are there any passengers who would be able to take the next flight out?
Right.
We'll
right.
offer you a free voucher, free round trip, wherever you want to go, whatever, whatever, mm-hmm. A hotel, dinner, whatever they offer.
Right.
And they ask for volunteers. If you would relinquish your seat,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have an urgent need to be on this flight,
mm-hmm.
can we work something out? And they give you something for giving up your seat. So how it doesn't make sense to me
somebody.
That they didn't know this flight was overbooked until they were physically on the plane.
Right.
People were in their seats, seatbelts fastened, comfortable, baggage overhead, and there here they come talking about, oh, we're overbooked. We're going to need you to get up and move. Moving a person doesn't satisfy. If there's 100 seats, there's 100 seats.
Mm-hmm.
If you sold 105, moving somebody doesn't create a new seat. So it just still doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Now, unless they got some fold-out seats or pillows or something that they were going to pull out and tell people. I mean, we're talking from L.A. to where in Dallas, was it?
Yeah, it was only an hour flight.
From L.A. They were coming from L.A. going to Dallas. That's more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it is from L.A. to Dallas, but that's got to be at least
they
maybe
said the
3 hours.
They said the flight landed the hour later.
Mm, I don't know.
Yeah, that was
L.A. to Dallas is more than an hour.
I think somebody, some big wig or somebody up in wherever they sit at to sign seats, somebody did a boo-boo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, when the cops came on there, you best believe that the flight attendant whispered to the police officers what the truth was of the matter.
You think?
We overbooked this thing, and they're getting all rowdy. They didn't even get us a chance to even move them around. We was going to move them around, but they started acting already. But we think they should just leave the plane. Now, for them to leave the plane will alleviate their whole
exactly.
seat
all
situation.
The right.
But then when the cops walk out knowing that he agreed with the flight attendant, it's just so sad when everybody violates the law in the name of let's swoop on the black folk.
And when I looked at that video, I did not see this guy acting up in any
not at all. He's reacting to
he
a situation.
Saying, no, I don't want to leave.
He's
he
reacting to a situation.
I was not talking to you.
Right.
He wasn't cussing. He wasn't yelling. He
not
wasn't being belligerent. He wasn't argumentative.
But his problem was that he was over 6 feet tall.
He was a big black man.
He had some kind of twist dreads in his hair. And he's threatening.
He's a threatening black man.
He did not have.
That was his crime.
He did not have the doctor, the Carlton look. He. You know, so he didn't have the Ben Carlson look.
All righty.
This is going to show you
what the problem was.
That would have been
interesting to watch everybody else on the plane watch these civil rights of injustice being done and thinking that in the name of blackness, it's okay. Let's get rid of them. Spray the raid, put out the decon.
They needed Al Sharpton on that.
That was just crazy.
That was crazy.
He's crazy, you know.
Well, I got a crazier one than that, how the Pentagon spent $43 million for a single gas station. This guy, Joe Spoko, team of investigators, has uncovered all kinds of wasteful, hear what I'm saying, wasteful spending in Afghanistan through its works as a U.S. government watchdog.
Mm-hmm.
The group has uncovered a $43 million gas station.
$43 million?
Yes.
Okay.
They say roughly... gas stations in Afghanistan would be priced at $500,000 or either $306,000, not $43 million. They must have some gold or something in those
tanks.
I don't know. That's just crazy. It says the department that was in charge of it, the Task Force for Stability and Business Operations, has closed.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah. So... He wrote that he found it both shocking and incredible that the DOD asserts that it no longer has any knowledge about the TFBS, which is the task force, an $800 million program that reported directly to the Office of Secretary of Defense. They shut down.
Wait a minute. They no longer have any knowledge.
Nope.
So that implies that they used to have knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but now for some reason they don't have knowledge of it anymore.
Mm-mm.
And that Department of Stability and something
right.
is no longer stable because they shut down.
Right. And it's an $800 million program.
That is insanity.
Something's not right. It says the U.S. also spent $3 million on boats for Afghanistan that were never used. So part of this program also.
Boats?
boats. Yes, $3 million. I'm sorry, on boats that they never.
I mean, I've never been to Afghanistan, but is that area like
desert?
It's like a lot of desert and everything.
You would think.
Like, I mean, there must be some ocean somewhere.
Yeah,
nearby.
No, it's in the Persian Gulf. It's out there with all the rest of that stuff.
Okay, so there is some water somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're trying to figure out why they purchased.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why would they spend all this money on boats. And you said they were never used.
Because it's out there in the Mediterranean, Persian Gulf. You know, it's out there.
But they said they never used them.
Yeah, that's crazy. They purchased them, but they never used them.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of knowledge and know-how. You know, these people are just...
Well, they knew that. Did they not know that before they went and spent all that money?
They said they never purchased it. But also, let me finish the article. It goes on to say the gas station was intended to help Afghanistan curb its dependence on foreign petroleum products and take advantage of domestic energy. But then it says the cost to do so is estimated about $700 per car, while the average annual income in Afghanistan is only $690. There's a $10 short fee there.
So even if they use their whole annual income,
they couldn't fill up a car.
That, okay.
It just doesn't make any
that
sense.
That should be in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I agree with you. It just says to me that the government just overly spending on things. Why do you do that? I'm not understanding.
So who's doing the intelligence to figure out whether or not these things are good investments before they go and do it?
That's a good question. Apparently this particular task force for stability and business operations, somebody started, you know, the government started this program, which was an $800 million program, but it shut down in only 6 months.
That's ridiculous. They spent all that money and shut it down in 6 months?
It just sounded like it was like gimme, 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 or somebody had some power writing some checks. And like,
it sounds like whoever was paid to build, construct, draw the plans, and do all that stuff necessary to create all this stuff, got their money and went on about their business and said, all right, I did my job.
Yeah.
I drew it. I did the architectural engineering plans and did all that. And then somebody came along and said, all right, I took the plans. I built the thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's sitting there and it's growing, well, sand building up on it because nobody's using it.
Yeah.
Well, and nobody stopped to say, does this make sense to do?
Yeah.
The Afghans can't even afford to own a car.
There you go.
Gas
it up.
Who's going to be pumping gas?
It's crazy. It must be something underneath that gas station. It must be a pot of gold or something. But that's just too much. I just think that money went somewhere else. You say you bought a gas station. That's on paper. But to me, you ain't buying no damn gas station.
I mean, if they have a physical gas station there, but it's no way it costs all that money.
No.
A pot of gold.
That's crazy. It's
a pile of fucking camel shit.
Thank you right on that, Papa. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to take a little CC break. And we're going to be back with the Hit It and Quit It headlines.
So what's going on with you? You seem kind of stressed out.
Well, I met somebody, but I really need some advice.
Well, don't look at me, girl. Advice is not my thing.
So what can I do?
I know where you can get some advice.
Where?
The Pajama Party Crew.
They give advice?
Yep, on their show Friday nights. It's a segment called Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk? What's that?
It's where Red Wine Kettle and Papa Didi give people advice, you know, like about questions or any kind of problems they might be having.
Okay, well, maybe I'll call them up and see what they think. What do you think I should do? I should call them today or next week?
I told you I don't do advice, so call them up and see what they say.
I'm going to call. What's the number?
Okay, write this down, 914-803-4306. And you have to press 1 to talk to them.
Okay, let me see if I got it. 914-803-4306. Okay, got it.
And don't forget to press 1. Write that down, too.
Right. Now, help me figure out what to order for lunch.
Shabu ba.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Whee!
And we're not taking calls this week. We're having some electronic upgrades. So we're able to speak out but not able to receive in right now. You're welcome to, like as you're doing, you're listening to the show, and we appreciate that. But it's just a listening night, and we'll entertain you. And
are we off?
Yeah.
You got to do some tap dancing and stuff?
Every Friday night,
uh-oh,
we are the pajama party.
Hello.
And we hang out here.
Woo-hoo.
I sip on my brown liquor.
Mm-hmm. And I don't.
And red wine. I think
it's red wine. I got my red wine.
I think she's doing lines with her $100 bill.
Yeah, don't hate.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lines of red wine.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. And right. Kettle's taking meat in the back.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I ain't messing with you tonight, Papa.
No, in the, we have a refrigerator in the back. She's taking meat back to the refrigerator. Anyway.
Ooh, my. I'm going to leave that alone.
All the ladies with starter mustaches.
And hit it and quit it. We're going to move to the hit it and quit it headline. Did you hear that Amazon is opening a brick and mortar bookstore in Seattle?
Shut up.
Yeah, they're considered the bane of many brick and mortar bookshops. Now Amazon.com, ironically, is entering into the business with a physical bookstore, and they're opening it in Seattle on this. Actually, they opened it on this past Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The online retailer sees that the store that they opened in University Village as a physical extension of its online business. So they're following steps to make things available to their physical customers as well as their online customers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make things available for staff to pick up and drop off things at locations at universities.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying the probable reasoning behind the move is they want to set up a bookstore to satisfy the huge market out there for books and other products that are sold through regular brick-and-mortar stores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their e-commerce sales are roughly $83.9 billion,
ooh,
and that was just in the second quarter of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And that only accounted for 7.2% of their total retail sales.
Mm-hmm.
So some tech companies, including Microsoft, also appear to be focusing more on physical retail stores. And Microsoft, I don't know if you recall, they recently opened a flagship store in Manhattan, in New York, and they're planning to open one in Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, they're saying now they're going to compete with some of these other physical bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get your money in person and online.
That's funny. And, you know, this was kind of the, maybe 5 years ago, kind of the era of the bookstores closing.
Yeah, you had some bookstores that couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And then online sales were knocking out the physical stores.
Right.
And now you find that people are kind of missing
being
able to sit in a physical bookstore and just browse through a book, magazines, et cetera.
Yeah.
So now they're starting to make a comeback.
Yeah, because everything is going online, even the magazine. I think Jet went online within the last couple of months.
Yeah, wasn't it the end of last year or something like that? That Jet published their very last paper magazine,
mm-hmm,
and now they're an online-only magazine.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll make a comeback, too, if they can last long enough.
Yeah, that would probably be a top seller, that first Jet.
Yeah, the first reoccurring paper edition.
Right, because the last one probably sold out, probably. I'm quite sure it did.
Yeah, that's probably a collector's item now.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Yep. So you said it's supposed to open in Seattle?
Yeah, they're opening. They actually opened in on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
They're on the kissing list, though, you know.
Uh-oh.
I heard an advertisement that they were, I think I told you this before, that they were, they have a mostly, they have mostly, it's really hard to actually work for Amazon. Amazon does a lot of outsourcing. And they had temp services that supply jobs and everything.
Awesome.
And I heard an advertisement on the radio where they were doing jobs with no diploma and no GED required.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So they just need some bodies.
Bodies, yeah.
Just to stuff some stuff in some envelopes or boxes or whatever.
Yeah, and I thought that was very interesting.
Hmm.
How, you know.
That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you can't read how much you're getting, hey.
They don't care. And I heard that the turnover for management is crazy. People are crying on the floor because of the push of all the obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's a mess. They're a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they on the kisser list.
Yeah,
I got
sure.
them. Okay, well, I got another.
No GED and no diploma required.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're alive and got blood flowing in a pulse.
There you go.
Imagine that mess.
As long as you can stuff some boxes.
Okay.
Imagine that fiasco.
Well, I have one. Not quite sure people are familiar with the Madeleine McCain case. This was back in 2007. A German man who has confessed to killing two children could be investigated over the disappearance of Madeleine McCain. He's 32 years old, known as Sylvia S., was arrested over the disappearance and death over a 4-year-old migrant boy when he confessed to killing another child. So,
what's his name?
Silvio.
Oh.
S. They don't give his last name. I'm not sure
okay.
why. This was back in 2007 when the young girl Madeleine McCann, she disappeared. She was 3 years old.
Mm.
And she was missing from the family's holiday apartment in Portugal. That was May 3rd, 2007. But they were saying since then, they had 29 officers on this particular case. And now they cut it down to 4. My thing is, why would you have 29 officers? Now, that's 2007. This is what, 2015?
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago? And you still have that many officers on this one case?
So when did they cut it down to 4 officers?
Just recently. So that's been 8 years, yeah.
That's a long time to stay on it.
Yep. So they said they had 40,000 documents. No arrests have been made despite officers investigating 60 people of interest, taking over 1,300 statements, collecting over 1,000 exhibits, and investigating 560 lines of inquiry.
So did Silvio do it or no?
They're not sure.
So he was the one accused?
Right, because he had killed these other two people.
Oh.
Right.
But he didn't murder Madeleine.
They're not sure.
Oh, they don't know.
Right. But he's a person of interest, as they say.
Okay.
Right. So so I guess we'll just continue to follow the case. But that's just a lot of investigators, 29 investigators for 8 years and still nothing. And all this information that they've accumulated and still nothing has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my thing is, what was the captain? Captain must have knew, maybe the captain knew this family. Why all of a sudden you just cutting it down to four people just recently?
Yeah, that's really odd.
Yeah, after 8 years. But like I said, we'll continue to follow it, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what you got over there, Pop?
I got Red Wine's girl.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God. That is not my girl.
That's your girl. Your
nope.
Ace Coon Boom.
No.
Man, I tell you, talk about the chickens come home and roost.
Mm.
Man, this woman, I don't know. I think that, you know, comedians sometimes, they have a special place, how they keep bouncing back for some reason. You just can't keep a comedian down. They're lucrative. They can slip through a damn keyhole. They slippery as snot on a door handle. Mm-hmm. Anyway. The war between Rosie O'Donnell and her daughter, what is it, Chelsea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exploded Friday as the 18-year-old opened up to Inside Edition. And that stars, what's that girl's name, Nora?
Blonde lady.
Yeah, Nora O'Donnell, I think.
Yeah, O'Donnell, O'Connell.
Yeah, she's a steady job person.
Mm-hmm.
I like the people in Hollywood, like my man on Saturday Night Live, the Heavyset brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, Keenan, they not leaving. They just trying to get that steady paycheck, my man. And Lee, that runs Inside Edition. She's been there 100 years. Anyway, let me get back to the story. They throwing darts at me here. Inside Edition. She's opened up Inside Edition about her estranged relationship with her famous mom and why she doesn't love her. She said, I care about her, and I hope she's doing well, but love is a really big word, and I wouldn't really use that. The teen told Inside Edition in an interview airing Monday. As Radar reported, an online, tabloid magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Family drama was thrust into the spotlight this August when Chelsea disappeared from Rosie's Nyack, New York home. Rosie says she ran away and made a big stink with the police and everything all about it. But Chelsea now says that she's lying. She threw her out. Mm. Okay? She says she got upset with me because I wasn't talking to her. She claimed that and said that she was getting all that stuff at work and didn't need it at home and to take my dog and have a nice life. So she threw her out. So Rosie later publicly announced that Chelsea was mentally unstable. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Now, for you to say somebody, for you to make a statement about that, like that, to somebody that's got their sanity, that could piss a person off.
Rosie said, that child is crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She ain't right in the head.
Now imagine this here. Rosie O'Donnell calling somebody crazy.
That's funny.
Talk about that pot called a kettle black.
Yeah, and that's what she's smoking, too.
Yeah. Now, here's a person that's been on The View like 9 times.
Reoccurring.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Freaking out. The thing I like was the two battles with Donald Trump and the girl Hasselbeck.
Oh, gosh.
That Hasselbeck, boy, woo. And Hasselbeck wasn't giving a Hasselbeck is filthy, dirty, stinky rich. Okay, she's over on Fox now, living the life of Raleigh. Okay, she's a special edition reporter, exclusive, wearing the best dresses. You know, her husband is an ex-football player. You know, she's living large. Rosie, I saw her with her little bathrobe in the driveway, with glasses and no makeup on, so
looking crazy.
So go figure.
Crazy.
And she had on some sweatpants with her hand down in her crotch.
Oh no!
Go figure that.
Man, she wasn't adjusting things.
Yeah, she was adjusting.
Like I got balls.
She was doing.
Like, let me adjust something.
I got some big kahunas.
She said I'm doing some pocket protecting.
Uh oh, not pocket pool.
Yeah.
Rosie.
So some of the things that happened the last few months, I can't get over or forget. Forgive her for that, the girl said. Kicking me out of the house, putting it out that I'm mentally unstable, or some of the things I'm just not going to tolerate. And so 18 years ago tomorrow, Rosie said, 18 years, I met my daughter for the first time, she wrote, above a photo and posted to Chelsea begging for privacy and all this jazz. So
wait a minute, she posted this online.
Yeah, saying
Rosie,
I met her.
You're talking about she's begging for privacy?
Yeah.
Rosie?
Yeah. Rosie.
How consistent that made?
Yeah. I met her 18 years ago as an infant.
On Twitter talking about we're begging for privacy. She's special.
But the story gets deep, too, because the girl goes and finds her natural mother, stays with her, but that doesn't work out with the family, you know, because even though she lived with Rosie was rich, so... You know, it's kind of hard to go from a big-ass house in New York to I think she went down to Wisconsin or somewhere. Mom had a real...
Around the middle of nowhere.
Mom had what's called a real Matis house, you know, where there's, like, a toaster and a coffee maker.
And chores and things.
Chores,
yeah,
dust, you know. So
I guess Chelsea was like, what you mean I got to get up and do what?
So God bless the little girl. I hope she finds herself... And it is no mention about Rosie's ex-wife. She's in the wind, obviously. When she got away from that crazy ass, she put propellers on her feet. And she's like Rocket Man.
Well, I'm putting Rosie on the kiss at least.
Rosie's on the kiss at this.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You think Rosie's a little mentally unstable?
What you think?
I don't know. Uh-uh. Well, I read something where Chelsea said Rosie would spend the day locked up in her room smoking weed, you know, doing all kind of crazy stuff, scared to go to work when she was on The View, afraid that Whoopi was going to give her a heart attack. Paranoia.
No,
why are you scared Whoopi's going to give you a heart attack?
Well, her and Hasselbeck had some...
Whoopi just knew the real deal on Rosie. That's
but then that episode between her and Donald Trump, that was kind of crazy, too, when her and Trump was going back and forth.
Trump probably knew the real deal.
And back and forth and back and forth.
Trump
that thing was crazy.
Trump beat her up, boy. Yeah.
But it wasn't just like he said, she said, and that was the end of it. That thing kept going back and round and around.
She's fat, she's ugly, she has no talent. You know Trump don't hold nothing. He was throwing mean bricks.
She jumped on him about his hair and that
hair.
Stupid and this and that.
Right there in The View.
You know what, I really think she had a nervous breakdown after her show either got canceled or she, you know, she was going through some changes then.
Yeah.
And I think she wasn't all the way out, per se, you know, in the gay life, and I think that was like a conflict. So she probably didn't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
And some people just can't handle that fame and that
but
pressure.
But nobody's saying what her, how her, you know, as far as her wife, you know, bailing like that, because mm-hmm. we don't hear from her, and the wifey's long gone.
Oh, she'll come out probably another couple of years and write a book.
Girlfriend yeah. got on a Segway
See?
And got them wheels rolling and went pew.
And she probably said, give me my money, let me go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pay me every month or whatever the arrangement was.
Right.
And don't mess with me.
It's best to take her lump sum to get the hell up out of here.
And Rosie, by the way, she's born under the sign of Aries.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're a mess.
There's your problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take a little CC break.
I don't know.
Are you Aries?
Are we going to take a break and think about that?
I don't know any Aries. I really can't relate to that.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Really? Think of one.
Mm-mm.
I don't know any Aries, so I'm not going to comment
on
that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah, well.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Timeout is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta
whoop that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense, because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
We're not taking calls tonight because we're getting our system upgraded. We're going from a Radio Shack product to a H.H. Gregg product.
How that works out.
Oh, boy.
It
will be upgraded next week again. Okay, Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So
anyway,
what you got on the weird news?
Weird news?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do have something. In Seattle, city officials say that they're not surprised that an owl recently went on the offensive at the Seattle Discovery Park. A gentleman named Christopher Lee said he was walking through the park on Wednesday, last Wednesday evening, when suddenly he felt sharp claws on the back of his head. He started freaking out, screaming and running, and the owl actually chased him.
What?
He was able to get away, but the owl left a small cut on his head.
Oh, my God.
And Seattle Parks and Recreation Education Specialist Penny Rose told King TV that barred owls tend to become territorial around this time of year, and that the department has had at least 10 reports of Discovery Park owls attacking people.
Well, why would you have them in that exhibit?
Well, I guess, you know, they live there in that exhibit, and that's their home. People come in there to visit.
I got you.
But I guess the owls are flying free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this guy, Mr. Lee, was just walking through checking things out, and that owl looked at him and went for the back of his head.
Ooh.
So he started running and screaming and freaking out because he's being attacked.
Wow.
And they're saying, oh, you know, the owls, they do that this time of year.
So
I feel like, well, how about y'all shut that thing down this time of year
and go anybody else?
It didn't say he was.
Oh.
But if he knows like I do, you better sue somebody.
You know what I'm saying? A big gash in the back of your neck?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
He's been tattooed by an owl.
Wow. What you got over here, Papa?
In other news, a tow truck company is charged a man 48 large ones, 48K, to pull a Jeep out of a mud pit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this happened in Walpole, Massachusetts.
One Jeep.
They crazy.
One Jeep. A Massachusetts man whose Jeep got stuck in the mud pit while off-roading with his girlfriend says the towing company is charging him $48,000.
That's crazy.
I'd have left that Jeep.
See what I'm saying?
His name is Joe Rammer. He said the Jeep landed in the mud pit last week in Wall Pit near Boston. It took 12 hours for police and a company called Assure Collision to pull the vehicle out.
Mm-mm.
Rammer was giving a bill was given a bill for $48,000 when he went to pick it up.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now,
mm-mm.
The owner of the Assure Collision told the TV station WFXT that the Jeep proximity to power lines put his team in dangerous conditions, and that the fees reflect the industry's standards based on the conditions they were put in.
Really?
So, Mr. Rammer, he contacted the towing association to get some type of solace on this, and they said that the situation, the guy talked like this.
He sounded like Bill
Cosby. The situation, it is not, he hasn't reviewed the invoice exactly, but that the rates quoted appeared to be significantly higher than our standards. But if Assured Collision can get away with it, then what the hell?
Those people are crazy.
I know.
That's got to be more than the Jeep was worth.
I would sue that company then.
No, what I would have done is called my insurance company and said, look, my Jeep was stolen.
Ooh.
It's no way in the world I would pay them $48,000 for a Jeep that's probably worth maybe $12,000 or $15,000.
Yeah, it doesn't say what year it is.
Wow. I mean, unless that thing was like the Eddie Bauer edition with everything bells
and whistles. Well, actually, you know, older Jeeps really have a lot of technology in them. The original.
But do you think it was worth $48,000?
Oh, no, not at all.
See?
But a lot of them, you know, I think Range Rover learned some of the stuff that they do from the Jeep. The Jeep was, when it first came out, it was pretty hip. But then it became more luxury, and they took a lot of the fancy stuff off it. Well, if you got an old Jeep around 80,
Jeep became common.
83, 84.
You know, yeah. It was at one point sort of like the Hummer.
Right.
When the Hummer came out, it was so exclusive to see a Hummer.
Mm.
And then after a while, it was like everybody got a Hummer.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it was no big thing to see a Hummer anymore.
They must have a serious payment plan, or they were living in their Hummer.
They must be.
Yeah. Imagine the gas miles. But we're going to keep it moving. We have our segment back here, Pillow Talk, tonight.
Yeah, we got a Pillow Talk. That's our advice letter, where we sometimes, from time to time, we get letters from people seeking the advice of the Pajama Party crew. I don't know why, but they want to know what we think about certain situations. So we have a letter tonight. I'm going to read the letter. It says, my sister is dating a really nice guy who has a lot going for himself, and he has a good job, he's got his own house, and he seems to really be into her. The problem is that I know she's using him because she told me so. She recently moved out of her apartment and moved in with him so that she wouldn't have to pay her own rent anymore. She's never wanted to take responsibility for herself, and she never keeps a job for more than a year because she always comes up with a reason to quit. She just recently quit the job she had and moved in with this boyfriend. I know that the saying goes, blood is thicker than water, but my sister is just a leech, and she's taking advantage of a good brother. As a man, I feel I should tell him, but as her brother, I don't know whether I should interfere. Would I be wrong to expose her? Signed, brother of a leech. He said his sister is a leech.
All I can say is the truth is going to come to the light. If he tell or not tell, it's going to come to the light. Because the boyfriend, he's going to figure it out.
You know? But, you know, I think it sounds like what he's saying is that this guy is, you know, remember that saying, got his nose wide open?
Mm-hmm.
She got this brother's nose so wide open, I think he just doesn't see what the girl is doing. And if you know what's going on, brother to brother, I don't care if that's your sister. She's a leech.
Right.
You know, I hate to see a good brother get messed over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know it, I mean, I get it, that's your sister. I just feel like man to man, you might want to go and talk to the brother and let him know, you know, you might want to be a little more observant, or however you want to say it, pull his coattail, tell him something.
Mm-mm.
Don't let that brother go down in flames messing with his sister.
Go down in flames. Mm-mm. Come on, Papa.
I mean, that's what I think.
Come on, break it down.
I think he needs to talk to the brother.
Papa can break it down for us.
I mean, it's good that he keeps the blood thicker than water thing in effect between your sister and all. But I just hope that he holds off as well on calling the police when the guy knocks your shit out of your sister.
Oh,
he knocks your shit out of your sister.
OMG. I guess he's going to...
But he gets sick and tired of her mess.
Since you're keeping everything on the low, don't call the cops when your sister gets cold cocked.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that, Mr.? That's my sister. I ain't gonna tell her. I'm not gonna tell the guy. Okay,
but,
don't tell the police
but,
either. When she come in with
sister.
A when
but
she come in with
a
black
girlfriend.
Eye.
I'm like, well, I think you need to tell the brother myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you agree with me?
As you pull that pogo stick out of her rectum.
Oh boy.
Don't call the cops either on that move. How about that?
So it's two against one.
Oh.
We
boy.
Say he needs to tell the brother. You say, let the truth come out when it comes out.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Nah.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Knocks her in the next week.
Uh-uh.
Let's see how much that brother could be quiet on his sister then.
Look, wait a minute.
Where have you? He was my ass.
That good man, he going to figure it out? Her ass going to be asleep? Shit.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's going to come to the light, all right.
So when he finally says to her, so when are you going to get another job?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, well, I mean, you got everything covered. Why I need to work?
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to see the light.
Oh, for sure.
But no, I think the brother needs to tell the boyfriend, look, this is her pattern. This is the kind of stuff she does. You might want to wake up and smell the coffee because it's burning.
Mm-hmm. He's smelling something else right now.
Yeah, you're right.
New,
uh-huh.
Anyway, moving on. That's our advice. So hopefully, what's his name? My sister is a leech. Hopefully, we've given you some advice to help you out, brother.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if that'll help you, but
we're going to pray for you.
You know, this is for entertainment purposes only, and hopefully that was helpful to you. So we ready to
keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Living for the city. What's going on in the city tonight, Papa?
You know what? Living for the city. Let's talk about... the brother running for president. What's his name?
Who, Dr. Ben?
Dr. Ben Carson.
Mouth Carson.
Oh, you know, I think a lot of these polls have to do with just imaginary stuff that the news media is putting out there to keep it interesting. But the real poll is in February when they start voting in Iowa and New Hampshire and things like that. When 2016 kicks in and the brace gets into full gear. Because like we spoke earlier about the airplane situation, you know, people, we live in a world of divide, you know. I mean, you had a whole plane full of people watching black folks leave out, and ain't nobody said nothing. I'm taking my ass to die. I got to go to Dallas. I ain't about that. And everybody just watched the black folks leave off the plane, and they sat there. So, make a long story short, what I'm saying is that the same thing is going to happen with Mr. Carson. Just like the gentleman by name of, do you remember the pizza guy that was running for president?
Yeah, Herman McCain.
Herman McCain.
Godfather Pizza.
Come to find out he was sticking more women in Tiger Woods.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Watch out there now.
With his old ass Johnson. Anyway.
But he was Godfather Pizza.
Godfather Pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that, you know, no disrespect to Mr. Carson. He think he's soft-spoken and all that, but it's just like, if you want to see the end results of things on the back end, take a look at the election back with, remember the guy named Dukakis?
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Remember his sister was an actress?
Yeah, Olivia Dukakis.
Olivia Dukakis, right. Now, he could have became president if he would have just used Jesse Jackson as his running mate. But at the last minute, he reneged on him.
Sure did.
Kicked him to the damn curb. And Jesse Jackson just freed that brother, that pilot, that parachuted behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
Remember Jesse Jackson went over there and said, yo, my brother, let the brother out here. You know what I mean? Let him out. Whatever. They did a soul shake, and the brother came out. Walked out.
He gave him the black handshake.
Gave him the black handshake, slapped him five, yada, yada, yada. He came out. He was on top of the world. Jesse Jackson was the king of the world.
Yep.
You know, just like Titanic. King of the world. And And your boy Dukakis got paranoid. And he picked up, who did he pick up?
Was it Mondale?
Mondale or somebody.
Yeah, Walter Mondale.
He was almost dirt at the time. He was a senior man in the Senate. They had to blow the dust off his ass. Like when you go to an antique house and you pick up a product and you got to go, whew. He had to blow the dust off his ass to put him on the damn...
on the mantle.
Yeah. He had to get one of them damn, like they those commercials. The lady said, "I'm living in a fool's paradise. I thought this place was clean." Anyway, he blew the dust off of Mondale and he got rid of Jesse Jackson. He like got his ass kicked. So this is the same thing that's going to happen with Ben Carson. When they start voting, some people are going to go in that booth and say, "Do we really want to vote for this black man? I don't know. You know, he's not Barack, you know. He's not married to Michelle, you know. You know, who
they,
is
they,
he?
Have you seen his
I
wife
heard
sing?
He's a doctor.
Oh, my God.
I heard he's a, I hear he's a doctor. I think he's a doctor. Doctor of what? I mean, you know, because it's going to be interesting. And I just think that the brother's going to get a reality dose and, you know, we'll see. Because this stuff is a mess now. Man, talk about the lesser of evils. Who do you pick these days on both sides? Me, myself, I'm going for Martin O'Malley. Mm-hmm. You know, he's young. He's you know, he was the mayor of Baltimore, so he knows inner city life. He was the governor of Maryland. He's younger than...
Well, he's not as old.
He's not...
Put it that way.
Please, compared to Hillary, he's young enough to be Hillary and the other guy's child.
Papa.
What's the other guy? What's the one running with Clinton?
Sanders. Bernie Sanders.
Sanders is what, 922
Y'all
years
Bernie
old?
Sanders on. He can already come out with an underwear line.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, call what, Moses and Bernie draws? Whatever works. He probably going to sell out, too.
Come out with a motorized wheelchair line.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, that's it for me tonight. I just wanted to say something about that. When the voting starts to begin, I think that brother is going to be him and Donald Trump. They're going to be stopping their tracks.
Mm-mm-mm.
I like Trump, but Trump is a little too over the top. In order to be a politician, you got to be cool.
Can I keep him on the kiss it list?
Who?
Trump.
Yeah, put your old boy on there. What's his name? Sanders? Put him on his.
Put him on there, too?
Put some spider webs next to him.
Leave my old man alone.
And Bernie Sanders.
When you sell out, y'all going to be like, what?
All right, can you please hold on to that mic a little tighter? Because I see he about to drop it.
We're going to take a little commercial break?
Yep.
And
we're
going to
okay. Here we go.
The microphone is coming out of your chest.
I ain't scared of you, mother.
Oh, there goes another mic. Well, we're going to take a little CC break, and we're going to come right back.
All righty.
Girl, what are you using on your skin? And your hair looks so thick and beautiful.
I've got a secret.
I know you're going to share it with your girl.
Well, just between you and me, I found a new product that makes my skin glow and my hair fabulous, too. It's bull semen.
No bull. Stop playing.
For real. Bull semen gives me this glow and keeps my skin nice and soft and feeling good.
Where in the world did you get bull semen?
From a bull, of course, but only my distributor knows for sure. I can hook you up. Check it out.
Bull semen is great for your hair, nails, skin, and everywhere else where it doesn't feel right. Just warm the tube of bull semen. Put on some Barry White music. Massage the tube using slow circular motions. And when the semen comes out of the tube, put some in your hair. On your nails, on your skin, and wherever you want. Before you know it, you'll be glowing. Your hair will be growing, and your friends will want to be knowing.
I'm ordering my tube of bull semen today.
Order two. I'm almost out.
Bull semen. Do not use internally, or pregnancy could occur. And we're not responsible for that. Order yours today. And that's no bull.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
Red Wine.
You placed my order.
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
We're not taking calls tonight because we're working on our electronic system. And we'll be up and running next week, but you're welcome to listen in if you already are. Thank you for listening. We have the Hollywood wrap-up.
I'm going to make it short and sweet tonight.
What's going on in Hollywood?
Tom Jones.
He
wants to take a DNA test to find out if he's black.
You mean Tom Jones? It's not unusual to be loved.
That's
the one.
Singer Tom Jones is undergoing a DNA test to see if he has any black ancestry.
He's got that big salami between his legs. That's why.
Oh, I finished the article, Bob. The 75-year-old crooner has often taken I'm going to try that one more time. The 75-year-old crooner has often taken for black due to his baritone voice and curly hair. He says, when I first came to America, who does that sound like? Coming to America.
Yes.
When they first came to America.
Coming to find my bride.
Yes. I'm coming to find my blackness.
Taste the soup.
All right.
People who had heard me sing on the radio would be surprised that I was white when they saw me, Jones said in a recent interview. Because of my hair, a lot of black people still tell me I'm just passing as white.
Hmm. I get that all the time.
It sounds like a Dolezal.
Sounds like he loves it, too.
He goes on to say, my mother came out in big dark patches all over her body, Jones recalled for the Times. They asked if she had any black blood, and she didn't know. So he's going to be tested, and he wants to really find out. He said Jones was born in Pontypridd, South Wales. His mother was Welsh and English. His father was English. So.
Oh, well, it's a lot of black people in England.
Yeah, I heard
that. I don't know. I mean, my grandmother used to watch that show, which meant we had to watch that show. And the way he used to move, he had the moves before, what's his name, Elvis.
Elvis. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who did what first. But he used to do a lot of those hip movements, circular, gyrating, and
all that stuff.
Sure. I mean, to the point where the cameraman had to stay above the waist,
like they used to
shoot Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sensors and the networks and stuff had a problem with all of that gyrating that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them used to have to be shot from the waist up. Because he'd be doing his thing, and those women in the audience would be falling out, throwing panties and all kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
Well, I ain't mad at you, Tom. When you find out, let her sister know.
Uh-oh. That real man.
I'm just saying, bone.
Behave.
Okay, all right.
So, you got the cocktail of the week, Papa? What's the cocktail?
The cocktail of the week is L'Ocognac di Napoleon.
Uh-oh. Ooh, sounds fancy. Sure.
It's called Cavassier Exclusive. It's in a chic bottle. It's not like the regular Cavassier with the fat bottom. This one's slim.
What's wrong with a fat bottom?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You messing with that.
All right, here we go.
This was asking.
I'm messing with it.
Merely an inquiry.
All right. Okay.
So you like the slim bottom as opposed to the fat bottom? Papa Didi?
I'm holding the bottle. I don't have a preference.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I could take it with a nipple or a big old hole. No matter either way.
Oh, righty then.
Anyway.
So about this.
It's smooth. It's a brown liquor.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes nothing like the regular cognac in the regular bottle with the fat bottom that the red wine is getting.
I don't do
self-conscious on there.
I don't do what is this, Cavassier?
Yeah. It's made in France. It's produced and bottled by the Cavassier Jarnac Company. That's in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's 40% alcohol by volume. Now, the reason why I'm not giving no ingredients is because you drink this straight. Main line.
All right.
From the syringe tip to the, to the vein. Right to the big blue vein.
Well, can I just say that red wine prefers, if I'm going to do Cavassier Exclusive, I like mine with just a little bit of ginger ale and a twist of lemon.
Now, you hear that accent? That's not a cognac drinker.
No, but I'm saying if I'm going to have some, which I do occasionally.
That's alcoholic when
they
run out of their wine.
I like a little bit of ginger ale. A little bit of ginger ale and a twist of lime.
Who puts ginger ale with brown liquor?
I'm just saying, that's how I like mine, Cavassier exclusive. Kettle, how do you like yours?
I like mine with some OJ.
Orange juice?
Orange juice with
you
cognac.
Orange juice in cognac?
Yes, it makes it smooth, and I like a slice of orange in it.
Oh, a slice of orange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put orange juice, a slice of orange, mixed in with the cognac. What is this called again?
And I'll get the bucket
the
in the 409, and after they get done earling all over the floor, I'll be the one to mop it up.
Everybody got different taste buds, Papa. That's how I like mine.
This goes better with ice only. This is an exclusive cognac. All you need is the ingredients, like, you know, when Red Wine and Kettle is giving their little drink, they say,
you need some spring water.
Is that what we sound like?
You use the regular glass, the first one you grab out of the cabinet.
A highball glass.
How about that? Highball. See how this, come on.
You have a highball glass with your pinky in the air.
Anyway, I think it's called a rock glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
With 4 pieces of ice, 5 if you're feeling a
see, this is how they describe it. Now, I have a very exclusive cognac here. See, now, this is not Red Wine or Kettle advertising. This isn't the, hey, just some bitters and some,
whatever.
And some lime twist.
We just prefer a cocktail. We just want to drink liquor.
And then you stew it with some...
Kettle, am I right?
Yeah.
You want to drink liquor. We want to have a cocktail.
With this drink here, all you do is get a glass out of the cabinet. The first
glass.
One you can grab.
Okay.
Usually the one on the edge. Go in the freezer, get you some ice, put it in the glass. Rinse out the glass first. I never drink it. Gotta be, you know. Rinse out the glass, put some ice in it, and just pour this in a glass and drink it. No bitters. No lime twist.
No mixers.
No mixers and all this other crap that Red Wine and Kettle talks about. Just put it in ice and drink it, okay?
Really?
And it's delicious. And it's called Cavassier Exclusive. And
all
it's
right.
Very good. It's very good whiskey.
Okay. Well, speaking of the kissing list.
Woo-wee! Uh-oh. Papa gonna be top?
We have quite a few names that we have amassed over the week for the Notorious Kiss It List.
And what is a Kiss It List, by the way?
Break it down for us, Papa Didi.
The Kiss It List compiled the people over the last week or two, a month or so, that have done crazy things or done awful things. And when we have our calling ability, which we don't have tonight, you can call in and give family members or, you know, coworkers first and last names. Social Security numbers, whatever you want to give to identify.
Nickname, them. Whatever.
Nickname, birthmark, tattoos.
Boo-boo kitty, whatever.
And it's a list compiled of people that was acting the fool. And this week, these are the people that we chose to put on the kissing list.
Well, first on the list, we got Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Because we heard an advertisement saying that go to a staffing company and Amazon will hire you with no high school diploma or GED required.
No experience.
So what the hell are they looking for?
Yeah, they're looking for a pulse.
They're looking for a rat with a suit jacket on.
A pulse.
Yeah, they're looking for a big old rat with a suit jacket on. Okay.
Also, Spirit Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
For that whole fiasco with putting the black folks off the plane and trying to make it look like it wasn't racist, we see through you, Spirit Airlines.
Mm-hmm. And the people that didn't stand up for the rest of the people that got off the plane.
That's right.
Why do people that see black people getting victimized, why don't they stand up and say, okay, well, they're off now. We're all safe. We're all one nation under God, okay? Stick up with you people.
Or one nation under a groove, however you look at it.
Okay. Ohio for trying to...
The people in Ohio that are trying to monopolize the marijuana distribution. Shame on you all.
That ain't
right. They
That's not right at all.
Yeah, they're trying to get this law passed, and hopefully they have good luck with that to get it going.
Yeah, also, the guy Silvio F., who is right now considered to be a person of interest in the Madeleine McCain case, he also, now we know that he did murder a couple of people.
Yeah.
They think he murdered Madeleine McCain, but they haven't been able to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of police. Well, they cut back, but we'll see what happens on that case. But Silvio S., you're on the kissing list.
Yeah.
Also, we got Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, and all the craziness with her daughter, Chelsea, knowing that she kicked her out.
Yeah, but she denies it.
Yeah.
We got Macy's. They got a permanent spot.
Yep, you got it.
Macy's with the big red stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The preview on Friday and the actual sale is supposed to be on Saturday.
The only thing I see on sale there is like comforters. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Oh, they'd be selling those beds, $3.99 specials.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stuff that you know you would never pay that price for. But anyway,
there you go.
Dr. Ben Carson,
mm,
who seems to have eternal foot and mouth disease.
Yeah.
You're on the Kiss It list again this week.
He thinks he's a non-threatening black man.
Just a foolish
and
black
people
man.
People love him, and he's going up just like your boy, the pizza man. What was his name?
Herman McCain.
Herman McCain, the pizza guy. What
yeah.
was the name of that pizza company?
Godfather.
Godfather Pizza.
One lady was singing to Ben Carson today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway.
Also, we have the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
We're trying to negotiate with the networks in terms of what they will and will not tolerate for debates. And
how long they're going to let them get
yeah.
a smoke break and all kind of crazy
stuff. All this crazy stuff, trying to regulate the temperature of the room when they have a debate. Y'all
Man.
Need to get over yourself.
They just got too much power.
Get over it.
Too much privilege.
Donald Trump, you know, now he's picking a fight with, who is it, Rubio?
Rubio.
Is that his new target
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he done buried Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush ain't got a hope and a prayer. Jeb Bush can't, his suits don't even fit him good no more. He's doing so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, he's going down in flames, and he just won't admit it.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Why you putting Bernie on there? He just created a whole nother... underwear line. What's up?
He's 105
Allegedly.
Years old.
Because he's too old to run for president.
That ain't right. That ain't right. That's what my boy on the Kiss It list.
Well, he's on the list. And all the haters, you're on the Kiss It list.
Oh, you forgot Roger Goodell. He's on
oh, yeah, Roger Goodell. And all these celebrities that are now saying that they're removing themselves from off of social media, like you think the world's going to collapse because of that. Get over yourself. We have something especially for everybody who made our esteemed Kiss It list, and we'd like to give it to you right
here. Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
Yes, we're going to be wrapping it up here shortly. We're not taking no calls this week. We're upgrading our technology here.
Yeah, we're going from version 1.1 to 1.2.
Okay.
We're going from version 1 to a big O anyway.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
And we, our last word for the night, I'd just like to say thank you for staying in touch with us and keeping our show going. And we're going to keep it going until we reach the tippy tip top. And I appreciate all the applicants that I've gotten in the mail. I'm trying to replace Kettle and Red Wine.
We should have put him on here.
Yeah.
They're laughing, but
right.
I've been secretly, I opened up a P.O. box and I have everybody who sent the application.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And your picture and your resume. I appreciate it and I'll be looking at it.
Is that what those pictures were for?
Yeah, we're looking for
X-rated pictures?
We're looking for
I don't know
two
where
people.
Those pictures were coming for. Now we know.
We're looking for two people and two people will be replaced on the show who will remain nameless.
Two people on the most wanted list? That's who you're looking for?
Yeah.
Must be.
Listen well to their voices because, okay?
All
right, Papa. You need a little pill.
Their contracts will not be renewed.
Papa need a pill and sit down.
They don't know it yet, but...
Papa popping pills.
See, that's what that Cavassier exclusive does.
Uh-huh.
It makes you imagine things that are not there.
Well, what's your last word, Red Wine? Because Papa, he off the deep end.
And remember, I'm looking for people with names ending in Y, like a Susie or a Bunny. Or
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Okay, because it's Red Kelsey. Wine and then Kelsey. And this kettle thing's not working. So anybody whose name is Bunny or... Susie,
yeah, okay.
Or
kill his mic. My last word, this is red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet vin rouge. And I would just like to say bonsoir to everybody. Have a good weekend. And thank you for listening to all the NFL teams. You guys need to shape up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only, what, one or two teams that are still undefeated. Mm-hmm. I know, who is it? The Seattle?
No, hell no.
Is Seattle still undefeated?
Oh, no.
I thought they were still undefeated, 7-0.
Carolina Panthers?
Oh, Carolina, that's what I'm thinking, Carolina. They're still
7-0.
Oh, I don't care about them.
Those are your boys.
But for the rest of the teams that seem to be struggling and having a hard time, y'all need to shape up.
Denver Broncos are
get
also
it.
Undefeated.
Okay, I don't mind the Broncos. Get it together. I don't know what you all need to do. You need to go to the locker room, have a serious meeting or something. But get it together, because it frustrates me. I like football, and I'm frustrated when I watch a game, and it's just a stupid game, and it ends in a stupid way. And then I feel like y'all just took my life. You took 2 hours, 2-3 hours of my life, and I can't get that time back. So get it together. That's all I'm saying to the NFL. I would love to blame Roger Goodell for that. But I guess that's not his fault. I'm blaming the coaches and the players. Get it together.
How about your boy from Pittsburgh? He got hurt.
Well, you know, that's a whole nother issue. Mm-hmm. To Vic, you know, I appreciate what you did for the team. I hope they don't kick you to the curb now that Ben is back, because that would be wrong. And I'm going to see it as racist. So hopefully that will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. Love you.
Mm-mm.
What you got, Cattle? What's your last word?
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Louisiana, NC, Cali, NJ, Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. Oh, we are still looking for the Pittsburgh guy that's been checking in with us, but he ain't checked with us lately. What's up? What's up?
Yeah, where are you, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we're looking for you, Pittsburgh. So
yeah, holler at your people.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, and we'll check you later.
Oh, and shout out to the whole production team of a new film that's being produced out in L.A. The film is called Illicit. It will be coming out, I guess, probably sometime next year. So everybody who's working hard on that production, shout out to you.
All right.
Keep it moving. We have faith in you. Make it do what it do, baby.
All right, man. Yeah.
All right.
Is that it? Everybody's clear?
Everybody's
all minds and hearts are clear?
Shout out to California.
Yeah, shout out to Cali. Blair. Lena Chanel, what's up?
Lynette Tischel,
what's going on?
All right.
Attorney Alvin Pittman.
Regina
what's
Hall.
Good?
Miles saying. Miles
Regina King. Hall. Regina King.
Y'all done had too much.
Okay.
Too much exclusive and too much red wine. I ain't had nothing tonight. Bartender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where is Mr.
Yeah.
Lowe?
I know. We're going to shut it down.
My name is
all
Kettle.
Right.
Hi,
cheers.
Kettle.
Cheers. We'll see you all next Friday. All
right.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko. Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Good summer, hot day. Growing up that day. Growing up hot day. Good summer, hot day. Party cool, people real for you.